I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is again boosting his trade war with China beginning September 1st. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
It's another jump in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. The president says slow-moving negotiations will continue, but starting September 1st, the U.S. will hit China with a new 10% tariff on about $300 billion in goods. He announced the move on Twitter while criticizing Beijing for not making good on promises to stop fentanyl sales to the U.S. and to buy more farm goods. Stocks tumbled fast, with the Dow going from up nearly 300 to down nearly 200 soon after the tweets. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And by the close of trading on Thursday, Wall Street had all three major indices in the lower territory. The Dow lost 1.05%. The S&P fell by 0.9%. The Nasdaq dropped 0.79%. North Korea on Friday fired unidentified short-range projectiles off its east coast, its third launch in a week. The Yonhap News Agency reports the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were fired at 2:59 and 3:23 a.m. from Yonghung, South Hamgyong Province, into the East Sea. At the White House, President Trump said he was not concerned about the missiles.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
Meanwhile, at the UN, Britain, Germany, and France delivered a joint statement condemning the latest North Korean launches. Britain's representative urged North Korea to engage in what she called meaningful negotiations with the United States. This is VOA News. On Friday, the United States will pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty to develop its own